Good morning, and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and we've come now to day number 182, which brings us back to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 7. You know, when you're spreading out the book of Proverbs over the course of 3 years, you only dip your foot in Proverbs every once in a while. So we're 182 days in, and this is our seventh visit to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 7. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for your word, all parts of it. We've read Mosaic Law, we've read poetry in the Psalms, we've read Romans and great theology and doctrine, and we read wisdom in the Proverbs. Father, would you write your word on our hearts today and teach us your wisdom that we might walk according to your truth? And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs chapter 7, my son, keep my words and treasure up my commandments with you. Keep my commandments and live. Keep my teaching as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call insight your intimate friend, to keep you from the forbidden woman, from the adulteress with her smooth words. For at the window of my house I have looked out through my lattice. I have seen among the simple, I have perceived among the youths, a young man lacking sense, passing along the street near her corner, taking the road to her house, in the twilight, in the evening, at the time of night and darkness, and behold, the woman meets him, dressed as a prostitute, wily of heart. She is loud and wayward. Her feet do not stay at home. Now in the street, now in the market, at every corner she lies in wait. She seizes him and kisses him, and with bold face she says to him, I had to offer sacrifices, and today I have paid my vows. So now I have come out to meet you, to seek you eagerly, and I have found you. I have spread my couch with coverings, colored linens with Egyptian linen, from Egyptian linen. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love till morning. Let us delight ourselves with love, for my husband is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He took a bag of money with him. At full moon he will come home. With much seductive speech she persuades him. With her smooth talk she compels him. All at once he follows her, as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as a stag is caught fast till an arrow pierces its liver, as a bird rushes into a snare, he does not know that it will cost him his life. And now, O sons, listen to me, and be attentive to the words of my mouth. Let not your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not stray into her paths, for many a victim has she laid low, and all her slain are a mighty throng. Her house is the way to Sheol, going down to the chambers of death. That's Proverbs chapter 7 in the English Standard Version. So this is a poetic and powerful warning from a father to his son against the adulteress. And we can read this on a surface level, and we can understand this is probably written by Solomon, and he's writing it to his son, perhaps Rehoboam, who's going to inherit the kingdom after Solomon's death. And he's trying to teach him wisdom. But I think the other way we need to see this is that God is our Father, and God the Father, our Father, is teaching us as his children, and he's telling us, the commandments I give you in my word, the teaching that you have from Scripture, you need to keep those things. You need to treasure them up in your heart. You need to hold them as the apple of your eye. Guard them. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on your heart. In other words, have them control what you do. Have them rule over how you feel and how you decide. The center of who you are should have the Word of God stamped on it. Your doings all day should have the Word of God woven throughout it. Your vision should be compelled by the Word of God. And this adulteress is really a picture of all of the things that would come across our path and entice us away from loyalty and faithfulness to the Lord our God. James says that our friendship with the world is enmity toward God, and he calls it adultery. He says, "You adulterous people," James 4:4, "you adulterous people, do you not realize that your friendship with the world is enmity toward God?" On social media, there are traps that are being laid. Lies, half-truths, deceptions, distractions, in entertainment, in politics, in business. Oh, just cut this little corner here, and you can make a lot of money. If you do this thing that's unethical, oh, you will win so many people to your side. Wow, this is really pulling you in, and it's causing you to hate your neighbors. It's causing you to resent people who think differently than you and to judge them in self-righteous arrogance. These are things that are all over the world. They're all forms of idolatry. They're all forms of spiritual adultery. It is worldliness. It is faithlessness to God. And it is this prostitute, this adulteress who is enticing us. Notice that this adulteress, one of the powerful, compelling things about this adulteress in verse 14, "I had to offer sacrifices, and today I paid my vows, so now I have come out to meet you." She's religious. She's worshiping. She's respectable. Oh, but she's deadly. Deadly in her deception. We need to all be aware. I think this is the pattern of life for us as believers needs to be this. We begin our day with the Word of God and prayer. And one of the things we pray is that God would put us on guard against the ways that Satan would come after our eyes to distract us, after our minds to deceive us, after our hands to get us busy doing things that are not God's will, after our hearts to discourage us or to deceive us into hating people that he's called us to love or loving evil that he's called us to hate. And we need to be aware of whatever that is for us. We need to pray for the awareness, and we need to walk into the day with the awareness, because this adulterous woman is waiting for you. If you're a child of God, she's waiting for you in some form, and she wants to distract you away from the teaching of Scripture. Love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Be salt and light. Speak the truth in love. Do righteousness. Love mercy. Act justly. Walk humbly with your God. These are the things we know Scripture calls us to do. In all things, give thanks. Do everything without grumbling and complaining. Rejoice always. Be constant in prayer. Be patient in affliction. The commandments of Scripture need to be so clear in our minds that we can know them throughout the day, and we can be asking ourselves, am I loving God? Am I loving my neighbor? Am I rejoicing and giving thanks? Or am I grumbling and complaining? Am I being patient in affliction, or am I being impatient and, you know, grumbling in my heart against God? We need to be aware of these things. And this needs to be deadly serious to us, because whatever this adulterous woman is for you or for me, she has seductive speech to persuade us. She has smooth talk to compel us. That's what verse 21 says. And when we follow her, we are going to the grave, because her steps lead down to death. This is heavy. And you might think, oh, you know, I didn't want to hear this heavy word today. Well, this is what God had for us. And this picture is not a pretty one. And we can't just push it aside and say, well, this is really something just for young men and sexual temptation. No, it's for you and I, children of God, a loving message from our Heavenly Father. We need to follow after our good shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to have his word in our before our eyes, in our mind, on our hearts, on our hands. And we need to beware, because Satan desires to distract, deceive, divide, and destroy us. But God is faithful. Greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. God's truth will never lead us astray. God's commandments are a good path to walk in, and God's Holy Spirit is faithful to those who seek him and who want to honor him. So we don't need to live in fear. We don't need to live in anxiety, but we do need to be sober and on the alert, and we do need to be prayerful. Let's pray. Father, keep us following after you today. Keep us walking in your word today. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, tomorrow we're going to begin the book of Numbers. So I hope you'll join me for that. Numbers 1 and 2 is what's on tap for the next couple of days. And then Galatians is the next New Testament book that's on tap for us. It'll be on the 4th of July if you're following along with the reading schedule. So that's what's ahead for the next couple of days. Hope you have a blessed day in the Lord. And Lord willing, I will see you back here tomorrow for Numbers chapter 1.